So when you leave here today and go out into that lovely day, see, it stopped raining, I do want you to remember those facts. I want you to remember that we have these three branches of government and that you're a big part of this, and don't stop doing it. Number two, that this economic chaos that he has thrown out there to the American people, that's a self-inflicted wound. Our economy was stable and it was expanding. You know that up here. And our biggest problems were what? Housing, workforce, all these things I talked about. He could have worked with us on that. Instead, he put these across-the-board tariffs in that amount to, if you remember one number, a $4,000 per family tax this coming year. That's how much it is, including $200 additional expenses in groceries because of this tariff tax. And just the last thing is our democracy itself and the fact that they're not following the court orders and that now they are following some of them. Okay, there have been 90 court rulings across the country against them. They are following some of them, but they're picking certain ones not to follow to keep things in the news, which is more cynical than you can even imagine, as you saw from the recent case where they admitted they made a mistake about deporting someone, and now they won't bring them back. So they've admitted it, that it was a full-out mistake, but they won't bring them back. Why does that matter? They're picking and choosing when they follow the law. That's why the courts are responding in their way. But the one thing I love about our state is that we care about our democracy and our government no matter where people are politically. And we especially have been always very involved in northern Minnesota. So for me, this is very cool that we're going back to our roots.